Blog Talk Radio.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it? No, sensei! Hey, does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Hey, beat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Alright everyone, you know what time it is? It's 7:00. Time for the majority decision. So it's 10:30, 30 minutes late, but that's alright. I know you still love it. Coming to you live from the great state of Texas, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Greg the Truth. Co-host of the show is the Black Belt, Mr. Fayaz. Thank everybody for tuning in live. If you want to give us a call, you can do so, 929-477-1077. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at MajorityMMA. And like us on Facebook, The Majority Decision, and subscribe to the show on Apple, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and all of the great mediums that you can get podcast listening entertainment directly to your listening device. Fayaz, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Going good. A little busy tonight, so sorry to all our listeners. We're running a little late, but hey, you know what? Better late than never. It's Friday night. Hopefully you're still awake and, you know, getting ready to hear some good news.
And if you're not awake, we know that you're going to listen to it tomorrow when you download it. So
that's right. Yeah.
We're going to put our faith in our listeners. That you will download it.
We know that one way or another you're going to listen, so make sure you listen.
So our man, Dada5000, says he wants to fight again.
Oh, Lord. Captain Renal Failure himself. I'm so sick and out of shape because I ate cheeseburgers and cut 85 pounds. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know how much. I don't actually know how much weight he cut, but I know it almost cost him his life.
Yeah, and so if your one particular fight almost cost you your life, I don't know. I might decide that one is enough. I mean,
yeah.
If I didn't almost die, you know,
Yeah. Maybe
I might consider doing it again. But the whole near-death thing just, I don't know. If it were me, I might want to just call it a career.
Well, either that, you don't. Maybe you wouldn't call it a career, but maybe rather than calling it a career, maybe you actually take it seriously, train properly, cut the weight properly, do all the things you're supposed to do properly, because that's the only reason I can think that he would have renal failure and have a whole bunch of problems and his body would just shut down on him. That stuff's dangerous, man. I mean, you've already had I can't remember if it was this year, but we did have not too long ago a 21-year-old kid die from too much dehydration. So you can't take a chance with things like that, man. If you're going to do it properly, diet, and just do it correctly.
Yeah. And just, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to the people that are trying to help you train, I guess. It was a complete embarrassment. And by the way, even though he said he was going to fight, Scott Coker, to his credit, and you, the wonderful listeners, know that we rarely give Scott Coker credit, but to his credit, he said that that's not going to happen, that we won't see this guy in the cage again. And hopefully no one else will take a chance on him. Hopefully no commission will commission him to fight. And I know that's kind of harsh to say, you know, for me to say that, you know, I hope the guy never fights again, but it's just after the last outing, I mean,
Here's my take on it, right? First of all, that fight was an atrocity to mixed martial arts. It was just, I mean, it
terrible.
Just completely, yeah, I mean, it disrespected martial arts in general. That fight disrespected two fourth graders fighting out back of an elementary school. I mean, that was, they've got more class than that. That was ridiculous. Not only that, nobody's saying you got to take the whole thing serious. Just diet, and you can at least put on a bum fight that, you know, lasts a little bit longer than it usually would. That's all we're saying, right? That's all we're saying. Now, if commissioning over here won't let him fight, I bet you I know who will. I bet you they'd sign him up in a second in Japan. They love spectacles over
true.
There. They
yeah.
love spectacles over there. And if he got in shape and got knocked out enough, took some dives or did whatever he did, I mean, he could become a fan favorite over there. That's the truth.
Maybe they could break out Hongman Choi.
Look at Bob Sapp. Yeah, look at Bob Sapp. That guy walks down the street over there and gets mobbed by people. I mean, Bob Sapp, you know, with everything being right, was a good, you know, a great athlete, but he wasn't by far the greatest fighter. He just had a heavy punch, man. But I mean, you know, how many times did you see that guy get knocked out or beat up or, you know, whatever it was, and people love him to death.
Hey, you know, it's such a different way that they look at it over there. And I guess not so much now. I mean, they have their one card a year where it's gimmicked up.
They do, I think,
a lot
like
of
the New Year's Eve card.
Yeah. A lot, but I think now they're kind of taking it a little bit more seriously for the most part. But, yeah, like back in the day, I mean, when you had guys like Bob Sapp and it just seemed like every
Not
year
to say there weren't
wrestlers.
Any good fights. Yeah.
Oh, right.
But, I mean.
Oh, there absolutely was.
Yeah.
And there were guys that found the mix of the character and, you know, and were still good in the cage. I mean, they told everybody that Rampage was a homeless guy from America for you know, the first couple of years of his career in Japan or year. So, I mean, you know, there were guys that did both, but there were also guys like Bob Sapp who was totally gimmick.
So, I mean, and then on top of that, you know, shows, you know, you remember they had Hongman Choi and like Jose Canseco, right? They made it look like a video game, and Jose Canseco comes out, and, you know, he's got a bat in his hand.
By the way.
Yeah. And he probably should have taken that bat into the ring with him because he got beat up pretty bad. It was, you know, that was as bad as watching Kimbo and Dada fight. He would fit in perfect in a show like that. It's ridiculous. I don't know. I can't believe that they're still trying to market, you know, either one of those guys over here. They're, Kimbo especially, he'd kill it in Japan. I don't know why he didn't go over there.
Because he's getting paid to fight over here.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably picking up a $300,000 or $400,000 check every time he fights.
You think so? God, man, if they're paying him that
question.
Much,
Absolutely.
That's horrible, man. They're paying
There's
him that
no doubt
much.
In my mind.
And it's a discredit to all the good fighters that fight for Bellator. So, well, we can go on and on about that, man. I think we have so many times before.
Yeah, I'm sure Fedor Emelianenko is looking for an opponent.
Cool, I bet you they make that
Fedor,
fight.
It wouldn't surprise me. Speaking of Fedor, He kind of came out and said, maybe not this week, maybe last week, that he feels like he's as close as ever as joining the UFC.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I mean, that'd be okay, I guess. I mean, I'd be about excited as for that as I am excited for MMA to be in New York. I mean,
yeah.
Who cares?
You're right.
It's 15 years too late.
Right. It's like I'm happy for all the guys in New York because they can finally fight at home. But it's, it wasn't like it wasn't like they needed New York. But other than that, there was really no point, I didn't think. You know, besides Madison Square Garden, whatever. But, why does MMA have to be like everybody else? Why can't it just be its own thing? You know, if New York never came alive, MMA goes on. I don't think that's a big deal. But as far as, as far as Fedor, man, I don't know. You know, if he comes back to fight, who are they giving him? Oh, yeah, Fabio Maldonado. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's his next fight, I believe.
So they're going to give him Fabio Maldonado. So I'm hoping that's a tune-up fight. And let's face it, man. Fabio Maldonado is a tough guy. Tough as nails, man. Can take a good shot. But he's strictly a solid boxer that just gets in the ring. That gets in a cage. I don't think the guy has any aspiration of learning any part of the jiu-jitsu game besides being able to get up or escape a submission when you're taken down. That's about it. So we all know where that fight's going to go unless Fabio Maldonado just lands a good one and knocks him out. I'm totally fine with
that. And he could.
I would love to see. Yeah, he could. He could. So I hope that guy shows up in shape. If they actually make that fight, I hope he shows up in shape. And, hopefully he doesn't walk through Fedor. Hopefully Fedor doesn't walk through him. Now, if Fedor does walk through him, then they need to give him somebody good. And then, let's prove that legacy.
Yeah, I have a hard time looking down the top 10 of the heavyweight division and finding someone that I think he can win against.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, just running down.
Yeah, I guess.
No. Stipe Miocic, probably not. Alistair Overeem, maybe, probably not. Dos Anjos, no. Arlovski, he already beat Arlovski, so maybe. Ben Rothwell,
maybe.
Travis Brown,
maybe.
I don't think so. Mark Hunt,
yeah.
No, I don't think so. Josh Barnett, he already beat Josh Barnett, didn't he?
I think him and Hunt fought once in Pride already. I'm surprised that they don't make that fight.
Yeah.
But, that is murderer's row for Fedor if he comes. Because he's going to fight heavyweight, right? He doesn't like to cut weight or whatever it is. So, he's not going to do 205. He's not going to fight at middleweight, right? So, that's what he's going to do. I mean, the heavyweights now, man, they're just huge and they're super athletic, barring a few. I think it'll be fun to watch him come in there, but it's going to be hard for his management team to pick the right fight for him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because if he – say they bring him in, right, and it's done, and they say, okay, well, we're going to give you a fight, but it's someone that's not even in the top 15. That's a joke to me. I mean
– yeah, that guy shouldn't fight guys like that.
No, because you're going to come in, you're going to bring him in, and you're going to tell everybody that this guy's the greatest heavyweight never to fight in the UFC. I mean, for the most part, and that's pretty much true, but – that was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but that was legit. And
longer than that, yeah.
Yeah. So it's I don't know. I mean, it's a novelty, and it'll be cool to see. But
I think he's going to have a tough time. I think he's going to have a tough time. It's not
if it even
you know.
Happens.
Yeah, if it even happens, he's going to have a tough time. But you know, I think. But that's I want to see him fight. I want to see him fight the top 10 guys. Man, you know, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see him fight I don't want to see him fight some low level guy. I don't want to see him fight Todd Duffy. You know, I don't want to see him fight, you know, some Japanese guy who hadn't had a fight in 6 months and, you know, is trying to make a name somewhere and they just call him out of the blue. I don't want him to fight one of those guys. I want him to fight somebody who's out there putting the work in right now. That's who I want him to fight.
But I'm against BJ Penn. BJ Penn would fight him.
Yeah, BJ Penn probably would fight him. That would be cool.
Conor McGregor might.
I would watch that. I would watch that fight.
Anderson Silva, maybe?
Yeah,
Silva
that'd be kind of
cool.
Walk
in without cutting weight.
Anderson would probably fight him.
So some minor news that I thought was good for a local guy, Derek Lewis, local Houston, Texas guy. He's going to get a big fight against Roy Nelson. It's a good step up in competition for him.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, Derek Lewis, man, he's got some heavy hands. I don't know that he beats Roy Nelson, though. Man, I think, you know, if you get in Roy, you know, Roy always shows up. I can't say that he ever doesn't. You know, we joke about other fighters. And, yeah, Roy seems like he always shows up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
There's never been a time where I look at Roy Nelson and I go, yeah, I don't think Roy trained very hard for this fight. I think he's always in the game, you know. But it's going to be hard for Derek Lewis to knock Roy Nelson out. Everybody else has tried many times and rarely succeeded. And if it goes to the ground, you know, Roy Nelson, you know, great jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how that goes
down. You
know
what's going
to
happen
but,
there.
But good for Derek Lewis, man, local guy moving up, right?
Yeah, good opportunity for him. And, of course, the big news of the week is that Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier are going to headline UFC 200, taking the place of Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz apparently going on vacation. Conor McGregor probably holding out the fight in New York in Madison Square Garden. That remains to be seen. You know, people are excited for Daniel Cormier and Jon Jones, too. I'm excited to see the fight, but I just, at the end of the day, to me, and, you know, we've talked about this before, 10 times out of 10 times, Jon Jones beats Daniel Cormier. I mean, I just don't see it any other way.
I don't see it any other way either. You know, and I'm the guy who picks the underdog. And, you know, getting closer to the fight, you know, I will root a little bit for Daniel Cormier. But I just don't see him winning that fight. And I think I said it last week, man, or the last time, one of the last two times we aired, Daniel Cormier's best shot to beat Jon Jones was last week when Jon Jones fought. Because the ring rust, he had ring rust, he didn't feel comfortable, he wasn't aggressive. That's the Jon Jones Daniel Cormier would have wanted to fight. And the truth is, he still may have not beat him. So we don't know, right? I just don't see it. Am I wrong?
No.
You know, all my listeners out there, you know, am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong, man. Tell me if I'm wrong. You know, send me a text, hit me up on Facebook, whatever it is, man. Tell me if I'm wrong. If you think Daniel Cormier has got a shot at that deal, man, Jon Jones is just a freak of nature. And, you know, gets better, was getting better every time he fought. And now after breaking it in last week, I just think he's just going to be horrible his next fight. It's going to be a murder. He's going to beat up Daniel Cormier pretty bad.
And Cormier said that his game plan is obviously going to be to take Jones down this time around. But even then, I still don't know that Cormier could take him down. I mean, he couldn't take him down in their first fight. I mean, what makes me believe that he's going to be any different? I mean, I guess in theory, Cormier could have became a better wrestler, but I mean, he was already an elite wrestler. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
how
he's
much
already a great
improvement
wrestler.
He can get.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you couldn't take, I don't know. But,
he has worked on other aspects of his game, right? You saw him fight taller fighters. You saw him fight Gustafson. To me, Gustafson is the guy who gave John Jones the most trouble in all his title defenses. And, I mean, I think that was the closest fight. I don't know of a fight that was closer with a John Jones title defense. I think Gustafson was the closest fight. And, you know, with everything being right, that it was a close fight with Cormier, but, you know, Cormier had edged it. I mean, Cormier edged it, but he did really well against Alexander Gustafson. So maybe he's got some tricks up his sleeve on how to fight a taller guy. But, again, I just don't see it happen.
Yeah, I mean, it was the biggest fight that they could make, really, other than Rousey. So, you know, it's the right thing for them to add that fight to their card, especially after losing McGregor, who apparently now with the UFC, they've patched everything up. I mean, Dana White kind of never really said anything too cross about McGregor other than, you know, hey, you got to make your interviews. If you're not going to do that, then you're not going to fight. So,
yeah. Diaz brothers have been doing that all for years, man.
I think that fight getting canceled, and I hope they don't try to make it again, I think that's a win-win for the UFC and Conor McGregor.
Absolutely.
You know, Conor.
What he should do is fight the winner of Frankie.
Yeah.
Jose.
Yeah, and they should do that fight in New York at Madison Square Garden, and then if he wins, they can get Rousey both on that card. That's probably the best case scenario.
Yeah. If he beats Frankie Edgar, right, or if he beats whoever, then you can have him challenge 55, and you can make that fight again. You can do that again, right? But you're not going to be able to do it again by throwing him in there with Nate Diaz, right?
Yeah.
The fight got pulled. Nate Diaz already said, if I ain't fighting Conor McGregor, dude, I don't even want to fight. I'll just, you know, I'll go do whatever, right? Because he knows his payday is going to be bigger if he fights Conor. I feel bad for Nate Diaz, man.
He probably
would have made $1 million.
He went back to making balloon animals for children at the gym, apparently. That's what he does.
What is it? Balloon animals in one hand, is 9mm in the other, whatever. I can't remember what Conor said about it. That was kind of funny. But yeah, I think Nate gets the raw deal on that one. Really, I do.
Yeah.
I think Nate gets the raw deal on that one. Because he had an even bigger payday than he had, you know, than he had in the last time they fought. And then, you know, for McGregor just pull out like that. I hope they don't make that fight again. I hope they just, you know, let it go by. And then they make that fight later on down the line. Let him get back into 45 and 55. Do all that, and then let them make that fight again. And maybe they'll make that fight again at 55.
Yeah, if I'm Conor McGregor, I don't want to fight. Yeah, if it's not at 55, unless he moves full-time to 55 and bulks up his body size a little bit, I don't want any part of Nate Diaz. I don't want any part of 170 because his power did not translate.
No, it did not.
And that was a problem for him.
It didn't.
I thought.
And I'm curious to see if it translates at 55.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a great question.
Right. Sometimes that doesn't always happen, man. It doesn't always translate at 55. So you go 45 to 55. It may you may not hit as hard as you did at 45 to some people. So it didn't work for him at 70. Now I'm sure he still hits hard. Don't get me wrong. Everybody listening,
yeah,
he hit Nate Diaz with some good ones, rocked him a little bit, But Nate Diaz just isn't that guy, man. That guy just bites down and says, all right, whatever. I'm okay with you cutting me up, man. It's what I do for a living. So that's just a totally different mindset. That's just on another level entirely. That's a whole, man, you could do a whole show on that. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, just the whole, just your attitude towards fighting. I mean, because we've seen guys fold in the past. I mean, Diaz, especially Nick, has just made guys fold.
Yeah.
Leaning on them and the barrage of punches.
And just beating on them relentlessly. I mean, the cardio is just ridiculous. And then when you're hitting them and they just keep hitting you anyway because they just don't care that you're hitting them. I mean, their whole attitude is, dude, if I'm not dead, I'm going to stand here and throw punches at you. So you better knock me out, or you know what I mean? So it's a completely different mindset. That's why it's fun to me to watch those guys fight. It's a mindset not every fighter has. And those guys, it's crazy. It's what they do.
Well, one of the things that always stuck with me that I heard Nick say one time was that, you know, it's paraphrasing obviously, but he said, if I have to take two or three punches to get my two or three punches in, then that's what I'm going to do. I would rather let them hit me when I'm ready for it on my terms, as opposed to getting caught by something that I wasn't ready for. You know, he said that in response to being asked to, you know, why do you drop your hands and flail your arms out and get punched a few times. And it makes sense. I mean, you know, nobody really wants to just take punches to the face, but their style is so relentless that if he can take one or two to get in a good combination for him, then it's worth it.
Right, right. If he's going to take two to give you seven, and then that seven eventually turns into 400, he's not going to matter. It's not going to matter to him. So I think, I think it's a good thing Conor McGregor's not fighting Nate Diaz again at UFC 200. I hope they don't make that fight. I hope they don't do that again. And I hope he goes back to 45 and 55 and works there.
Yeah, I really want to see. I would like to see. And I know you want Frankie to win. You know you want him to beat Aldo. I want to see both of those fights. I want to see Aldo fight him again, and I definitely want to see Edgar fight McGregor. I think Frankie poses a very, very large amount of problems for McGregor because McGregor will not be faster by any means than Edgar. I mean, I didn't think he was going to be faster than Aldo, but we didn't even really get to see, you know, in 13 seconds, anything in that fight. But, I'm really looking forward to him fighting both of those guys if he makes it past Edgar or Aldo again. I like those matchups a lot.
Yeah,
and I
definitely
hope we can see those fights this year, one of those fights this year.
I think we're gonna get to see. I think we're gonna get to see Frankie Edgar, Conor McGregor this year. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I think so. And New York would probably be a great place for it in November. We'll see. Anyway, wanna thank everybody for tuning in. Appreciate everybody for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @MajorityMMA and like us on Facebook. And be right back here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday at 10 p.m. We'll be here live. That's going to do it for this edition. We're done.